This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Thank you so much for choosing to hang out with me. Well, as we do that, as we celebrate Women's Day, we get into some really, really progressive content. This segment is brought to you by Nedbank, encouraging new money habits through consumer financial education. See money differently. So we are joined on the line by a Nedbank representative, Gert Adams, who's going to be talking to us through today's topic, which is budgeting for our financial health. And last week, we started a journey to encourage people to change their money habits to improve their financial well-being. So today we take a little deeper look at budgeting for financial health and how during this very difficult time we can focus on how to better manage our money. I mean, the word budgeting, for me, when you say it, you know you've been doing it wrong and it's just been such a mess. So it tends to make you scared a little bit. But budgeting doesn't really mean that we need to sit down with a complicated spreadsheet, spending hours pondering upon our finances. Budgeting works because it is a great way of compartmentalizing our money so that, we've got a clear idea of what's coming and what's going out. But let's get a proper understanding. Perhaps you are just as intimidated by budgeting like I am. But to help us with that, Gert is joining us on the line. Good morning, Gert, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Good morning, Katani, and a good morning to our listeners.
Now, Gert, today we're talking about budgeting. And I think it's very important for us to start with understanding why budgeting is important.
Katani, a budget, or our drawing up a budget, is quite important. It can be stressful, but failing to do one can even lead to more stress.
Okay.
And why is it important to create a budget is that it assists one to create a visual spending picture, meaning at any given time you are able to know exactly where you stand mentally in terms of what you can and what you can't afford.
Yeah.
More importantly, it also assists in terms of making spending as well as saving decisions.
Sure.
You will know the amount and not guess. Often we find ourselves guessing that we will have a certain amount available, and that's why you find that at the end of using our money, we sometimes are shocked that we have a lot of months left at the end of the money.
Yeah.
Because we sometimes don't keep track. And it's important not to try and keep track at the top of your mind. It should always be written because it will also encourage you to spend cautiously.
Yeah.
Knowing that if I use this money, did I plan for it? Or if I use this money, what will I then have to use for tomorrow or for later? It also supports a lot of disciplined savings. Also will help us meet our financial goals and to ease financial stress.
Okay.
As well, it can also help us better understand our finances and in a way put you in charge of your money. So that's more of an explanation to a budget. It's a spending plan of what you are going to do with your money, and this plan details more of your current financial situation and helps also keep track of them.
Yeah. So what are the steps that one should take when drawing up a budget?
When it comes to drawing up a budget, it's important to write down all your expenses.
Okay.
Because sometimes we tend to just spend what we know we usually would do top of mind. And it's also important to know that your debit orders, it form part of your budget too, because that is money going out from your income.
Yeah.
And often we know it because we know that it's on the statement. So the document called a bank statement, as frightening as it can be to some people sometimes, it's a document that you should familiarize yourself.
Okay.
Know and understand your bank statement and every single deduction or income that happens on your bank statement, every single transaction you should know about it, and it should be recorded on your budget too.
Okay.
And when it comes to carrying up a budget as well, Kasani, we look at what we call a want versus a need.
Mm.
Because the budget is a plan where you record your income versus your expenditure. So when we look at the want versus the need, the definition of a want is something that I can live without. The definition of a need is something that I cannot live without.
Yeah.
For example, four basic needs. We need shelter, we need clothing, we need food, and you also need to save a portion of your income.
Yeah.
And the needs may vary because somebody might need transport money so that they can be able to get to work and earn their income or run their business and earn their income.
Yeah.
So before you come to the expenditure part, or rather when you come to the expenditure part, make sure that you always ask yourself this question: do I need it? Can I live without it or not? If your answer is that you can live without it, if you can live without it, let it wait and put that first, which you cannot live without,
yeah.
which is the important stuff that will keep you going, the saving, the food, the shelter, obviously clothing, and also the transport if you need to put it there, the
school
fees if you need to put it there, electricity, those type of items. This will give you more of a guideline, and there's a few things that you can put under that which you need to do, you know, things like maintenance, things like the accounts that you need to need to service, so that you don't find yourself in a stressful financial situation at the end of the day. So writing down a budget is very important. Why is it important? Because you will be able to go back and be able to reconcile that, you know what, this is what happened with my finances this week or this month. And it will also give you an opportunity to know where it is you need to cut down.
Because
sometimes you get to a stage where you find that there are certain items you are spending your money on that have actually become a waste in the long run. And when you write it down, you are able to know exactly. If I cut down item 1, 2, 3, it means I will then have a surplus of X amount that I can decide to save or invest elsewhere.
Sure. So what are the different types of methods that I can use, that we can all use to help us start budgeting?
Some of these methods that we can use, Kakani, is you can look at, firstly, don't underestimate your expenses.
Yeah.
Know it at the top of your mind. And always weigh them, which one is important and which one is not important. And how do you get to that decision? The same example that I just used, that a need versus a want.
Yeah.
It's important for you as an individual to understand that there is a need and there is a want. Then, Kakati, we also have dependents. We have family members. Some pay black tax. Some take care of their children. Some have spouses, and some are in relationships, and they share money.
Okay.
It's important to have a financial conversation with these people. They need to know exactly what you can and you can't afford. Because if you just go on your own and start cutting people's allowances without having a conversation with them, you can create some sort of conflict.
Yeah.
So it's important to have the conversation.
Yeah.
And try not to compete as well when it comes to your money. It will help you stick to your budget. Because sometimes we are also driven by competition, where you find yourself there's an event, or you find yourself having to get new clothes because friends or family members are going to be wearing new clothes.
Yeah.
So it's important to know that you need to stick to, you know, you don't really need to show up or show anyone that you've got money. And then in that way, you are also able to come to terms with yourself that this is what I can and this is what I can't afford. So if you have the conversations with your dependents, they will also start understanding that you respect them enough to have the conversation with them. That this is, and sometimes even in a household, make sure that you have these financial meetings either weekly or a monthly. What is going to be bought? where are we going to buy it? When, which date of the month do we buy electricity? In that way, you avoid a waste where the younger brother buys and the elder brother buys and the sister buys.
Yeah.
Everybody just spends their money on their own and they end up even spending more because instead of having bought a bigger sugar at the supermarket, you find yourself having to buy locally small sugars all the time. That's just an example of how we end up wasting money sometimes. But if we draw up our own home budget tool that can show us exactly where we are able to save money, this can be a nice guide for a family as well. So these conversations are important because you don't want to find yourself creating conflicts, Kagani. So these are some of the ways people can look at to start budgeting. Also important to keep track. Remember, when it comes to budgeting, when it comes to your money, it's important to always keep track
yeah.
all the time because we are often tempted to spend money. Sometimes you go out, you see an ATM, and then suddenly you want to draw money, but you didn't plan to do that. You go to the mall, you see a special. There's nothing wrong with buying it. As long as on your budget you have put there that this is for special or this is for outgoing, you can actually put these things on your budget too. You don't have to be too strict with yourself as well.
Sure. So before we do take a break, what are the mistakes that people make when we are budgeting?
The mistakes that we make, often we see that it's important to know that don't make things too complicated. You can draw up your budget using a pen and a paper. So there's no need to try and think that this thing is so difficult. It's not really that difficult. Also important, you need to make sure that you don't neglect having an emergency fund for unforeseen circumstances. Because
okay.
if you neglect having an emergency fund, you have to now go and take money elsewhere to use it for the emergency, and you find yourself now being out of budget. It's also important that you don't have unrealistic expectations or goals. The goal that you set for yourself financially, let it be that which you are able to achieve within the time frame you have set for yourself.
If you have just joined, we are having a conversation that is going to be very helpful, that is already very helpful, and it's about helping us to stick to our plans and stretch the money that we have, especially these tough times. During these tough times, we're talking about budgeting, and we continue with that conversation with Nedbank representative Gert Adams. So you've spoken to us about why it's important to budget, how we can do so, and the tools that we can use. But if we don't do all of those things that you just spoke to us about, what are the consequences of poor budgeting, or when people do not budget at all? What are the consequences?
Kagani, if somebody does not budget,
yeah.
There are consequences. It can lead to severe stress. It can also lead to wasting. You know, you can find yourself wasting your money, and often we hear, especially when you come from a community or location, you hear that person has been working for so long, but they have nothing. And it's often important to realize that when we work so that you can have a dream. You know,
yeah.
you have a dream that you want to achieve. You have a goal that you want to achieve. And if you don't budget, it will just take you longer to get to that dream. And it will also limit you, because sometimes if you don't budget, you find yourself being so frustrated that you're not sure what's happening in your finances, and you end up not even feeling welcomed around people. You know, you just have that feeling that they think they are better than me because they've got money. And sometimes it's not because people have money, it's just because they use what they have sparingly, or you find that they have a budget. And there's nothing wrong with asking a friend or a family member that might look like they are managing their money well. What are the tips? What are you using? Often even go to the bank and find out from the consultant or the financial planner. Tell them that you've got a problem and then you want to start budgeting better. Where do I start? So some of these options available are to help us. And if we don't budget, we find ourselves being depressed, also being over indebted, because sometimes you find yourself taking debt that you do not have a plan to repay.
Sure.
So these are some of the things that it can lead to when we don't.
So what are the budgeting tips, you know, that you can offer to the listeners?
Some tips, Kakani, that can help to cut spending and make budgeting work. We need to try and, these are everyday things, you know, like going to work, for example. You can try and bring lunch to work. That makes you spend less because you already bought groceries at home. So we're looking at the things that, that we do on a daily basis that actually contribute to us not being able to budget as we should. It's important not to eat out unless it's for a special event. You know, don't just go to a restaurant because you have your card and there's a balance. One other important is also to spend less on events like parties and festivals. Try to use your money more sparingly. One other one, buy less on credit.
Okay.
Try and save more so that you can be able to buy cash instead. Yeah, so those are some of the things you can look at. You don't really need to show anyone.
That would be meaning?
It means you don't necessarily need to show off what you have. Be comfortable with yourself.
Okay.
those are some of the things we must also always remind ourselves. I don't really need to show. As long as I'm comfortable and I'm happy and my dependents are happy, that's what's important when it comes to my money.
So when is the right time to start budgeting?
The right time to start budgeting, Kakani, it's immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people might say it's hard. It's discipline. Discipline has never been easy. Start by reading up on budgeting, what it is and where you can start. And when you feel like you need more guidance, you may get in touch with financial experts that can assist you at your bank. You go to the bank, speak to a banker. They are able to even give you a print you out a budget tool that you can start using. Important to make sure that you don't set yourself up for failure. Give yourself small rewards when you reach your goals, you know, such as a nice dinner or your favorite drink, you know, or just something nice for yourself, because you want to appreciate yourself and stay on the right lane when it comes to budgeting.
Definitely. Before I do let you go, should anyone have any general queries about budgeting or the Consumer Financial Literacy and Education Program, where can our listeners find out more?
Our listeners can find out more on the NetBank website, which is www.netbank.co.za. They can go under NetBank My Money Edge. There are courses which contain multiple modules that are packed with great insights, Kakani. And where more information is required, it can also be requested via email. The email address is gerta@netbank.co.za. Repeat, G for gold, E for echo, R for red, T for Tom, A for apple, @netbank.co.za. Thank you, Kakani.
Thank you so much, Gert, for this time. We absolutely do appreciate it. Make sure that you do stay in touch and make sure that you keep yourself on your money and you keep knowledge or keep learning a little bit more on how to handle your money, because that is ultimately why this consumer financial education is here with us today. They're all about focusing on the ability to transfer knowledge and skills to consumers and potential consumers for individual well-being and also for public good. This program is aimed at empowering consumers with knowledge to enable them to make better and more informed decisions about our finances, lifestyle, and even our small business ventures. So throughout this program, make sure that you do stay tuned and that you absorb as much as you absolutely can, because this is ultimately to help you and I navigate our finances a lot more better. It is back again next week. This segment was brought to you by NetBank. Let's continue to change our money habits as we prepare for a new way of living. See money differently. NetBank.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.